Matthew chapter number 26. I want to read a verse here in your hearing this morning, and then I'll do what I feel like the Lord lay on our heart. Matthew chapter number 26. I want to read verse number 28. When you find your place, if you would, stand with us, and we'll honor the Bible. For this is my blood of the New Testament, which is shed for many for the remission of sins. Our Father, we bow in your divine presence, O Lord, this morning. We come as humble as we know how, thanking you, dear Lord, for every blessing. Thank you, Lord, for these that are bowed with us. Father, I pray your blessings upon this hour. God, I pray that your word, Lord, would make a difference. Father, as we leave this place today, Lord, I pray, God, that it changed our lives because of the word of God. Lord, I pray this morning, Lord, that you would strengthen the inner man. Lord, I pray, God, that if there be one among us that's not right with you, Lord, that today would be the day, Lord, that they'd make those amends. We ask you, Father, to bless now in the service, anoint us afresh with fresh oil, and give us power to preach, Lord, one more time. We ask you, dear God, that you'd give us the words that we need to say. Lord, touch our heart, Lord, I pray. We ask you now to go with us in the service and what you do for us. We'll praise you and we'll give you glory. In Jesus' name we pray, amen and amen. The Bible said, without blood, without the shedding of blood, there is no remission of sin. I want to talk to us this morning for a few minutes on the forgiveness of sin. On the forgiveness of sin. You know, sin is what separates us from God. It was a sin problem that we have. It's not a financial problem you have, nor a physical problem, but it's a sin problem. And we inherited that sin by Adam. The first man, the Bible said, because of one man's disobedience, we all became sinners. So there we know that we're all under sin because we're all out of Adam, according to the Word of God. Now, I'm not your judge. I don't judge you. But I am the one to declare unto you that we're all sinners according to the authority of the Word of God. We're all guilty. We all fall under the condemnation of sin. The Bible said the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life through the Lord Jesus Christ. Now in the text this morning that I read to you, the disciples were gathered together, and this is known as the Lord's Supper. And he reminded them of his body and of his blood. The Bible tells us that God had prepared himself a body. You remember when Abraham had taken Isaac up to Mount Moriah to sacrifice Isaac, his son. But the Bible said when they got there, everything was ready for the sacrifice. And Isaac said, I see the fire, I see the wood, but where is the sacrifice? And Abraham looked at Isaac, his son, and said, God will provide himself a sacrifice. And the Bible said the angel of the Lord looked, and he showed Abraham the ram that was hung in the bush. And that was the sacrifice. And I want you to know this morning that we have a sacrifice, the supreme sacrifice, and God himself is that sacrifice. Amen. And so we see that body that was prepared, a sacrifice for you and I and for our sin. But in the verse that I read to you, you find the very means of this forgiveness of our sins. The Bible tells us, Jesus said, this is my blood for the New Testament, which is shed for many for the remission of sin. That word remission means to literally be carried away or to be washed away. Amen. The blood of the Lord Jesus Christ washes away our sin. It's not by baptismal waters, but it's by the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ that we have the means for the forgiveness of sin. That's the reason why Jesus came into this world, was to die for our sin, that we could, through his blood, could have the remission of our sin. The Bible said the blood of goats and rams and turtle doves in the Old Testament ceremonies of the Israelites, the ceremonies there was never able to wash away sin. It was never able to carry away sin. How about the blood of Jesus Christ washes away all our sin, and it gives us forgiveness. Amen. How that blood that was sacrificed on the cross of Calvary is the blood that sanctifies us. Amen. It sets us apart and it calls us out from the world. The Bible said in the book of Hebrews in chapter number 10, said, "For if we sin willfully after that we have received the knowledge of the truth, there remaineth no more sacrifice for sin, but a certain fearful looking for the judgment of fire indignation, which shall devour the adversaries. He that despised Moses' law died without mercy under two or three witnesses." Listen, he said, "Of how which a sore punishment, suppose ye, shall he that thought worthy, who hath trodden under foot the Son of God, and hath counted the blood of the covenant wherewith he was sanctified an unholy thing, and hath done despite unto the Spirit of grace." It's the blood of the Lamb of God that sanctifies. It's the blood. The Bible tells us in Romans chapter number 5 that justifies the guilty. Amen. I'm glad, thank God, we can be justified by the blood of the Lamb of God. Amen. We can have the forgiveness of sin through the blood. It's the blood how the Bible tells us that reconciles the estranged from God. Those that once were far off, the blood of Jesus draws us nigh unto God. Amen. I'm thankful for the forgiveness of sin. What had separated me, what had separated you, is our sin. But what brings us back to God is the shed blood of Jesus Christ, our precious Lord. Peter called it precious blood. Amen. That was shed at Calvary. They didn't take it. He gave it. Amen. He shed his own blood, his life's blood, for the remission of our sin. It's that blood, amen, that when God sees the blood, he'll pass over you. He'll forget all our sin. Our parts covered under the blood of the Lamb of God. The blood not only flows forward, but it flows backwards. Every saint of God that ever came to God, amen, come by the covering of the blood of the Lamb. Those in the Old Testament were saved by the blood of Jesus. Those that are saved from this time forward are saved from the blood, by the blood of Jesus. Every soul that has come to Christ in the present day is saved and forgiven by the blood of Jesus. For it's the blood, hallelujah, that forgives us of all of our sin, past, present, and future. Thank God for the blood. The Bible said it's by the blood of the Lamb of God that we have forgiveness of sin. And it's that forgiveness of sin that brings peace. Peace by the blood of the Lamb. It's the forgiveness of sin that cleans the conscience, washes away our sin, and brings us peace. It's the peace that surpasseth all understanding. I don't understand how in the world can a holy God can forgive a sinful man. Has to be mercy, has to be grace, but must be love. Amen. He loved us enough to send his Son into this world to die for our sins, that we through Christ can have the forgiveness of sin. It's perfect peace. Amen. It's like none other. Jesus said it's the peace that he gives. There was a war had taken place in the bosom of my heart one day as a 16-year-old boy when God revealed to me that I was a sinner, that I was separated from him, and that if I would die in that condition, I'd die and go to hell and forever be separated from Christ and from God and from glory. But I'm telling you, amen, that forgiveness that I possessed in Christ Jesus and by his blood brought peace to my soul. I can now sit on the front pew of any church in America and throughout all the world and proclaim peace in my soul and in my heart. Hallelujah! A glory to his blessed name, that we can even darken the doors of his
sanctuary and find peace with God. When I think about that, I can't help but go back to when I was lost. I couldn't stand church. Neither could you. Amen. It was at the church house where I felt the most uncomfortable. It was there. Now I felt comfortable in the beer joint. I felt comfortable in the dance halls. I felt comfortable at my house on Sunday. But when I'd come to church, I'd feel uncomfortable. There's a sense there of the presence of someone that I couldn't see. The message that was preached, how the preacher would get up and proclaim the word of God, and it'd prick my heart, convict me, and I'd want to run. I told the Lord the first time he ever convicted me of my sin, I was in a church house. And I told him that if you'll ever let me out of this church house, I'd never again darken the doors of another church. I felt uncomfortable at the church house. But oh, when I got saved, hallelujah, when the blood was applied to my heart and the forgiveness of my sins and he washed away my sin, this is the place I feel most comfortable. Woo, hallelujah. I was over at the house of God when my sins were forgiven and washed away and the blood was applied to my heart. I feel real good right about now. Amen. Oh, his precious blood that cleanses us from all of our sin. Thank God, it's what reconciles us together. But it not only brings us near to God, but it redeems those who are enslaved by sin. I tell you, sin, the Bible tells us, does separate us from God. For your iniquities have separated between you and your God. It's because of our sin that God sent his Son into the world to die before the foundations of the world was ever laid. I want to say to you, amen, the Lamb had already been slain. In the very bosom of the Father, the plan had been set in order. While God and those that convened, the Son and the Holy Ghost in heaven, while they were speaking, God saw him on the cross. And while he's on the cross, he saw me, hallelujah, and he saw you and granted you and I the forgiveness of sin. Is sin what redeems the enslaved, those who are enslaved in sin? I wished every dope addict, I wished every alcoholic, every adulterer, every whoremonger, every sinner was present in this church house this morning, how they can find hope in the blood of the Lamb. There's no real hope in AA, Alcoholic Anonymous. There's not real hope in the counseling sessions of the drug addicts. There's not real hope. But I tell you where you can find real hope. Amen. It's had your sins forgiven, placed under the blood of the Lamb, covered, hallelujah, your sin washed away, and you start afresh. Start brand new. Amen. Cleansed by the blood of the Lamb. Redeems the enslaved. Justifies the guilty. Hallelujah. Brings us close to God. The Bible said this blood was shed for many for the remission of sin. I want to challenge you this morning. It's no sin that separates us, but it's the blood that draws us near to God. Now, just because you're saved doesn't mean that that you don't sin again. It doesn't mean that. We still have to deal with this old Adam man. We got to do something with this guy right here. The Lord handled what was on the inside, and we've got this fellow right here. James, I guess, has probably said it best. If I could read that to you this morning. James probably said it best. He said, let no man say when he is tempted, I'm tempted of God, for God cannot be tempted with evil, neither tempted he any man. But every man is tempted when he is drawn away of his own lust and enticed. Amen. Drawn away from what? Yeah. Drawn away from who? Yeah. when he's drawn away from God. I want to tell you, I believe it was Jeremiah said, he said, I first was astray and then I was afflicted. James said, he is drawn away of his own lust. And surely we do. We're drawn away with the lust of the flesh and enticed. And he said, then when lust has conceived, it bringeth forth sin. And sin, when it's finished, bring forth death. And then verse 16 says, do not err, my beloved brethren. Stay out of that sin. Quit that sin. But if you do sin, little John said, we have an advocate with the Father. He said, we will sin. We're going to sin. But if you do, he said, you've got hope for the forgiveness of sin. Amen. The same blood that saved you in the forgiveness of sin will help you, and he'll forgive you today and cover it under the blood. It's the blood that draws us nigh to God. He said, it is the blood that removes, that is shed for many for the remission of our sin. He said, I say unto you, I will not drink henceforth of the fruit of the vine until that day when I drink it new with you in my Father's kingdom. You know why he said that? Because it takes the blood to get to heaven. Amen. It takes holiness, for without holiness, no man can see God. It takes holiness, the righteousness of Christ. He gave himself on the cross, fulfilled every aspect of the law to its perfection. No man, you or me, could live righteous, nor could we live holy apart from Christ Jesus our Lord. Amen. Our lives are not, we don't live our lives now of who we are, but what he's done when he covered our sins with his blood. When God sees me, he doesn't see my sin. He sees the blood of the Lamb of God. The Bible said when them Israelites, how when the death angel come through on the night when he is going to redeem Israel out of Egypt, and they painted that blood of the Lamb over the doorpost and the lintel, that was a type and a shadow of an individual whose heart's been dipped in blood. And he said, when I see the blood, I'll pass over you. I want to tell you this, old Adam man's got to go back to the earth where it come from. And thank God for the Jesus man. Woo, hallelujah. He's going home to be with Jesus forever and ever because of the forgiveness of sin and the shedding of his blood. It's by his blood we have the fellowship of God. It's by his blood we have that very fellowship of God. That lamb that was killed in the garden. When Adam transgressed and sinned, God had taken a lamb and killed it. Somebody may could argue about that, but they don't need to argue about it. I believe it was a type and a shadow of what he was pointing to. I believe it's a lamb. I can't help it. But I believe he shed that little lamb's blood in the garden. And he robed them in the skin of that lamb, typifying how that the righteousness of that little animal had covered them and washed them. Amen. Covered them. I know that when I was a 16-year-old boy, there's a robe placed on me. Ain't that what he done to a boy that had run off? The Bible said a certain man had two sons. But when that son come back to the father, he said, go get the robe. That robe signified a robe of righteousness that was put around that boy, his son. Hallelujah. I want to tell you, every man, woman, boy, and girl, God created you. We willfully sin and separated from God. But God in Christ willfully went to the cross, died for our sins, that we could have forgiveness of sin, robed us in righteousness of the Son of God, and we stand in the presence of the holiness of God. Amen. Oh, the forgiveness of sin. Some people trod it underfoot.
I read to you in Romans, the Bible said, how much more sore punishment suppose ye shall he be thought worthy who hath trodden underfoot the Son of God and hath counted the blood of covenant wherewith he was sanctified an unholy thing, and hath done despite unto the Spirit of grace. When you push away God's means for forgiveness and you say no to it, we suffer sore punishment. This morning, He wants to forgive you of your sins. You're here today, and He's got the means, His Son's blood, to cover your sin. Will you come to Jesus? Will you plead the blood? Oh, Jesus, cover me, all my sins. He said in the Lord's Prayer, the model prayer, He said, forgive us our debts as we forgive also our debtors. Those that we know we've wronged God. And He said, ask for forgiveness where we have wronged God. And then because God forgives us of our sin, let's forgive those that have wronged us. I tell you, the blood flows, don't it, this morning? Is there unforgiven sin in your heart? Will you come to Jesus today? Let Him forgive that sin where you can find peace. Preacher, I hadn't slept in a long time. I hadn't had rest in a long time. Could it be because of sin? What's troubling your heart? Is it because we're separated from God? Our sin has separated us. But God spoke to my heart, and He said, tell them, there's forgiveness through the blood. Amen. His blood's ready to cover you of your sins. And you can find forgiveness in His sacrifice. While we stand this morning, will you come?